Saladin, the Muslim leader who fought against the Crusaders.
I never lived in times of peace. In my land, there were battles during the whole of my life. I became a good soldier and the leader of a large army. I fought against the Crusaders and a lot of enemy tribes. I was born in the city of Tikrit in Iraq. I was the son of a rich Muslim leader. When I was a child, I lived in Syria. My parents and grandparents told me about the First Crusade, a war between Christians and Muslims. It was from 1096 to 1099. The Christians, who called themselves Crusaders, invaded our land to take control of the city of Jerusalem. Our people lost the war, and it was a terrible time. Our houses were destroyed, and a lot of people died. When I was 8 years old, the Crusaders attacked us for the second time. I saw a lot of people die. They fought for control of the city of Jerusalem. We fought to protect our land, our families, and our way of life. My parents told me the stories of our tribe. I learnt how to read and write, and I also learnt to ride horses. I wanted to be a great horse rider. If I could ride a horse, I could save my life. Soldiers fought battles on horses, and battles were part of our life. We didn't only fight the Crusaders, we also fought enemy tribes. When I was a young man, I met the oldest men of my tribe. They talked to me about the past. They're thinking about the wrong things, I thought. We have to think about the future. We don't have to talk, we have to fight and attack. I decided to become a good soldier to protect my culture. I also decided to become the leader of the Muslim army against the Crusaders. I needed to meet the strongest soldiers of my time. I went to the city of Damascus and I joined my uncle's army. His name was Shirku and he was a great leader. I became a good soldier with him. When one day my uncle died at a party, I became the new leader of his army. For the next 15 years, I fought a lot of battles. Some of them were against the Crusaders, others were against enemy tribes. We lost some battles, and we won many others. The battles were hard. We lost many good men. But we also conquered a lot of land. We could never rest because we always had to prepare for new attacks. More men joined my army, and I trained them well. I took control of Egypt, Libya, Palestine, Yemen, Gaza, Damascus, and Syria. I also became a sultan. The Muslim empire grew into a very big empire. I wanted to conquer Jerusalem, to take it from the Crusaders. But the Crusaders were our worst enemy. They were very strong, and they had a very big army. I decided to attack the Crusaders at the Battle of Hattin in 1187. We won the battle, and we took control of Jerusalem. I ended 88 years of Crusader control of our land. But 4 years later, the Third Crusade arrived. The leader was King Richard I of England. His army was strong, and he won the Battle of Arsuf against us. The king's horse was killed, so I sent him two horses. I also sent him a doctor because he was injured in battle. The people were surprised. I was a good man. Then we fought another battle, and my army won this time. In 1192, I made peace with King Richard because we wanted to stop the war. We made an agreement. Muslims controlled the city of Jerusalem, and Christians could come to visit it. I decided to go back to Damascus because I was ill and my job was done. We had control of our land. On my way, I thought about my life. I asked myself, will the Crusaders come back? And my answer was, they will come back. There will be more wars. It was so sad. I prayed for peace. In 1193, I was 56 years old when I died.